So we'll try to discuss about mind. What is my mind and how it is working? So far, you know, mind is using senses. In other words, without senses, can it work? Right? So, there are six senses collecting kind of information. Right? One thing, is it the information when you use your eye? So, when you see an object, what mind see? Is it the real object? So it is not the real object mind can see, right? So mind using this one of these instruments. So our senses are like instruments, right? So, based on the ability of this instrument, it can generate something. It is like our computer screen, right? So, depends on the ability. Let's say we have a screen, I mean it is not square, different shape screen. So, like your computer screen. There may be certain indications, right? Now the outside, so mind can see only this, right? There may be certain shapes in this. Identify that shape in this generated image, right? So different sensors can generate such images. So we have six different sensors. So this image is result of this sensor and the whatever existing outside. So whatever existing, again you can't see these small particles. Right? So it's maybe collection of something. Remember that valley god, the collection of sands like mountain. So we can see a mountain kandak thamai apata peinne valley cat, small particles we can't see, right? So when there are small particles, this eye is capable of generating certain pattern, kandakovi. Right? So this is not what is existing, but it's a result of this one plus this one. Two causes. Right? Result of these two, it is generating kind of thing. Similarly, the sound signal. So, this is based on light signals, right? Whatever physics we know. Similarly, so even without this is existing, if you get this kind of light signal, I can generate this. Right? So this is not essential. Half away, if there is a possibility of generating these light signals, it can generate any kind of image. So it's a resulting effect. Incoming signal plus the ability of this so-called instrument, eye, ear, nose, tongue.
So for the ear, there may be sound signals, right?
So we don't know what objects outside, but the ear, that instrument has the ability of converting this to a picture where mind can identify, mind can observe. So this is like a compiler or the interpreter in your computer. You write certain program, computer cannot understand. CPU cannot understand your language unless there's a voice recognition software can convert it to a program, and compiler can compile it. So this instrument, so called our sensor, can generate some kind of interpretation image. So this image, is it the outside object? No, it's a total different result, right? It is not the exact object. For example, it may be collection of sands, Veligodak. So we see only a mountain, Khandak. It's in here. So eye, ear, nose, and all sensors, they can generate this kind of image. So mind never gone out. So it's like we are in a shell or sphere. So mind or our consciousness, right? Consciousness is inside this sphere. It has never gone out. So sensors can, so this is one sensor, can generate different images in this sphere, right? Projections. So sensors can do certain projections. So mind can see only these 6 projections from our 6 senses. It is like 6 windows. You can see outside. But do you really see outside, or you see only the projection? That's the question you have to ask. We used to believe we are seeing outside. Remember that fish tank example? So fish inside the tank, it believes it is seen outside, but it doesn't know if there's a red color glass on this side. So fish inside the tank, if it see from this side, whatever it see, it's in red color. If another glass or window is in blue color, everything it see that side blue, right? But fish is inside this tank. Okay, so inside the tank, fish believes I see the outside, I can experience, I can recognize what is existing. right? But it has never gone out. It can see only through this glass. So the it is like our sensor. So our mind never gone out. Why? Because it can use only the images generated by those sensors. So this is a sphere or shell. Within a shell, so our consciousness or the mind cannot go out. It can only use one of the sensors to observe the outside. So it's like this fish observing outside using this. So we don't know what our sensors doing. Like fish doesn't know if this is colored glass or curved glass, right? Like our eyes, we have a curved glass, right? Lens, what we call it. So we don't know we are using a curved glass to see the outside. So are we really experience the what is exist, the reality? So you'll realize we are using the sensors. Through our sensors only we can observe. But we used to believe our mind can see what is existing outside. Now that story also telling by our mind. Okay. You are experiencing the reality. But is it the truth? So mind can observe only this picture. Right? It is like these days you are listening to news sometimes. Chanda. So we have never gone there, but we have to believe what they are telling. So if you tune to different media channels, you'll hear different stories. So we used to, sometimes you used to believe those things. So it depends on how biased you are. If you are attached to one party, you might argue this channel is telling the truth, but other they are false. But what happened if we are biased to the other party? Then different story. Why? Because we are totally depending on the information we are getting. Who is creating that information? Are those reliable? How trustworthy? Can't they generate stories? Right? Similarly, here are we experience the reality of what our sensors generating. What about the sensors? So if you observe the capability of sensors, then we might get some kind of idea, no? For example, eye, this lens, and what kind of thing it can do, and what kind of shape here we have for this image, and all those, right? So in day-to-day life, we are not bothered about those things. Why? Because we just believe. We just believe what our senses telling us as the truth. That's why we are reacting according to those without investigating. So if you know what your mind does, so capability of mind is just observing the generated image or projection. but like listening to news, then you are telling others, okay, this has happened and so on, like you are expert about those things, right? So our mind also telling us about the stories about outside. So aren't we like the fish inside this tank? If we are just using our sensors only. Because none of the sensors cannot show us the exact thing outside. Okay? So that is one thing we have to think about. So far the knowledge you got through your sensors, are they the real truth? Is it the real truth? The whatever we know about outside world, is it the real truth? But remember, they can change our state of mind. They can make us happy, they can make us angry, right? They can make us sad, happiness, whatever. Why? We are blindly accepting whatever receiving, and not only whatever receiving, the generated story of our mind. Why? The new thought is not only this thing, we use this information plus our past experience, whatever we have collected so far. So we never investigate whether this is correct or whether this is correct. We just combine these two and create another story. That is our new thought. Okay? So that is what our mind is. So ingredients, so incoming signals are this one and the collection of memories from our past. But have we investigate the collection of memories? Is it truth? So that time also we did the same thing. We used sensor, we used to believe that is the truth and store something. That is our past collection. Right? Whatever you have experienced before. So we combine this one plus this one and generate new thought. That is what we believe. We have seen that thing, we have heard that thing, and so on. So based on each sensor, we can perform 6 acts. See, hear, and so on. Taste, the touch, smell, right? And think. So this is the new thought we are creating. Remember last time I told you, only one thought at a given time, right? It's arising, passing away. Then another thought arising, it is passing away. Another thought arising, passing away. So this is acting very fast, right? No two thoughts can occur at the same time. You can't have one thought to see, one thought to hear at the same time. At a given moment, only one thought. But this thought also, it's a combination of this information, which we don't know whether it is correct, because this generated by this, it is something like a story telling by someone else. We don't know whether it is correct or wrong. Okay? So this is the knowledge, whatever we get. Based on that knowledge or experience, we react. So can't we investigate and react? Just listening to news, then just reacting. Just believing that channel. Without investigating whether it is truth or false. So that is what we are doing. Unless you develop your mind and have your attention, the sati. See here, sati and the wisdom. Sati and the ability to investigate. What this is? What is the truth? Is it a true story? We are just believing. Huh? In Pali, it is known as sampajana. Sati and sampajana. Sihiyai nuvanai. So not only the attention, but the kind of, you know, investigating power. What is going on? If you combine these two together only, you can get little bit of idea what is the truth. What is going on? So we just blindly believe whatever we heard so far, and all those are through our senses. Okay, so this is something to investigate, how we get to know about something. Then now these are our six senses. So mind using generated information, these are projections by senses. So we are just living inside this shell. Not only living inside, we used to believe we know everything about outside. We used to believe we know everything about the world. But sometimes we know the capability of these senses, like eye, there's a range. Ear, there's a range. Outside that range, it cannot generate a image. It cannot generate any kind of projections. For example, your ear, 20 to 20k. Hertz. Beyond this range, your ear cannot generate any kind of image. Right? So we have no idea about other sound signals beyond this range. Only within this range it can generate this kind of image or projection or the sound impression. So this is only we, our mind use, combine with its past experience and create new thought. And the other thing we used to believe, when you hear that sound, it's a landmaster or something. And that sound, someone put in a desk or something, right? Without investigating, we used to believe it. That is correct. That is how we get used. But if we try to develop your wisdom, you might think, which sensor gave that information? Is it ear? Is it eye? So if it is ear only, can we see a picture of that? It's only a sound. How can we, our mind show us a picture of a desk or something, or a landmaster? Right. Presently we got only this sound signal and kind of thing. So when we get a signal from one sensor, our mind combine it with the other senses which experience from its past, without investigating whether it is correct or wrong, and generate new thought. New thought again, update the database. New thought. So next time when you get a signal,
the updated information
combined with that and generate another thought. So this is the process going on, right? So now what we try to do is we have to investigate what is mind, who is controlling that. What is my mind? Who is controlling that? So is there a person controlling this? Try and see whether you can answer that question. Who is controlling this? To answer that, you have to understand the process going on. First, try to understand what is going on. Right? So this final thought, the knowledge we get somewhere here. Projection generated by the sensor plus our past memory. So combination of that, we generate new thought. Again, this is going to be our past experience. So next time we create a thought, this is a past experience. So next time we create a thought, this is again past experience. Right? So we are updating our past. This is, you may call this as a memory as well. But memory also, you have to investigate it different way. So memory, so far if we call this memory, is it truth or the reality? Or the thoughts generated going in this same process? So this process, can we believe it as the truth? That's the question you have to ask. So what we experience, is it the reality? What we experience, is it the reality? Reality in the sense outside world. So you might realize what we see is something generated within this mind. So what is existing may be totally different from what we think or what we hear, what we believe. So what our mind believe is based on this, right? But what is existing may be totally different thing. And this is our world. So each one of us creating a world. Each one of us, because our mind is within this, like a fish in the tank. So fish has its own world. Another fish might have another world. Why? Because its world is generated, created by the mind. Right? So I don't know whether you understand or not. Anyway, you don't have to believe me. Use your own wisdom. So these are few guidelines only to help you to investigate what mind is, how we are creating thoughts, the knowledge you are getting, right, based on these sensors. So it's up to you to investigate and probably tell me what you think in your report. Okay? So I am happy to even discuss about these things. We can see whether we can use some other classes for that. But anyway, just try to note down whatever you think. Okay? If you have different ideas also, you can write. Okay, we can stop there. So next week no classes, right? After next week, after next week will. කරන්න ඕන දේ කරන්න. ඒකට ගොඩාක් හොඳයි දැන් ඕක ගැන හිතන්නේ නැතුව. හිත හිතා ඉන්නවා. හරි. පාඩම් කරන්න ඕන කියලා දන්නානේ. නැත්නම් ඔය එක්සෑම් එකට ගිහින් තියන්න බෑනේ. මොකක් හරි සෙක්ෂන් එකක් කරන්න නිකන් කියෝගෙන යන්න. එච්චරයි ඒක. මේක මතක තියාගන්න ඕනද පාඩම් කරන්න ඕනද ඒවා. වරි වෙන්න ඕනේ නැහැ. හරි මේකේ රික්වයර්මන්ට් එකක් තියෙනවා. අපි නිකන් ඉඳලා පාස් වෙන්න බෑ. මේ කාලේ පුළුවන් තරම් හොඳ ග්‍රේඩ්ස් ගන්න ඕන. ඒකට ඒක පාඩම් කරන්න වෙනවා. ඒක ගැන ඕනවට වඩා හිතන්න වෙලාවට කරන්න. මොකද එහෙම නැත්නම් සමහර විට අපි කම්මැලි වෙනවා. ඔක්කොලට නිදියන්න එහෙම හිතේ. නිදියන්න ඒක තමයි. ඒක නිදා ගන්න නැතුව පොඩ්ඩක් එකක් වෙන වෙන වැඩවලත් තියදෙන්න බලන්න ඇවිදින්න තර වෝකින් මෙඩිටේෂන් ඒකවත් ප්‍රැක්ටිස් කරන්න බලන්න ඒක උදව්වෙයි ටිකක් වෙන බාහිර දෙයකත් තියදෙන්න බලන්න ඊට පස්සේ හැබැයි ආයේ අර වැඩේ කරන්න ඕන පාඩම් කරන්න මොකද මේකේ රේන්ජ් එකකුත් තියෙනවනේ ඒක කියා දෙන්න ඕනේ නෑනේ හරියට කලේ නැත්නම් ඔයාටමයි කාඩු. ඒකට මේකේ මේක කරන්නත් ඕනේ. හිත කම්මැලි කියලා බෑනේ. ඒක පාරට ටිකක් කරලා කම්මැලි වෙනකොට ටිකක් වෙන වැඩක යෙදিলা ආයෙ මේක කරා. ඉඳා ගන්න පුදු වෙන්න එපා. ඒකට මේක මුකුත් කරන්නේ නැහැ. තව කවම් මැලි වෙනවා විතරයි. කොයි විදියට බහැලා ටිකක් දෙවිදින්න යාළුවෝ කතා කරන්න. ඒ දේවල් ටිකක් කරන්න ස්පෝර්ට්ස් එහෙම කරන්නේ නැහැ නේ. ආයකන ඒවා හරි මොකක් හරි කරනවා නම් හොඳයි ඒක වැඩි වෙලා නෙමෙයි. ඒවා කරන කවුරු හරි කෙනෙක් ඉන්නවා. මොකක් හරි ඒවා කරන්න තියෙනවා නම් හරි. ඒකත් යෙදුනහම ටිකක් කර මයින්ඩ් එක ආයේ හරියනවා. භාවනාවල නම් අපිට සිහිය තියන්න පුරුදු කරන්න. කපාරම ලේසි නෑ එකත් එෆර්ට් එකක් කරන් ටිකක් හොඳ දේ පොඩ්ඩක් රවුමක් ඇවිදලා ආයෙන්න ඒ වගේ එකක් කරන්න කාමරේටම වෙලා ඉන්න එක එතකොට නිදා ගන්න හිතෙනවා නේ අපිට ඒක මඟ හරි පුළුවන් ද ඒ වගේ දෙයක් කරන්න ඇවිදින්න බැයිද පොඩ්ඩක් එක්කෝ දැන් කස්සක ළඟද ඉන්නේ අර ස්ටඩි කරන ප්ලේස් එක වෙනස් කරන්න පුළුවන් එක්කෝ ලයිබ්‍රරියට ගිහින් හරි කොහේ හරි එහෙම ට්‍රයි කරන්න ටිකක් දවස් දෙකක් ගිහින් බලන්න එහෙම මේ කපාරටම හරියනකම් නෑ ඒ දවස් දවස් දෙක තුනක් කරනකොට සමහර විට ඒකට ඇඩ්ජස්ට් වෙලා අර වෙනදට වඩා වැඩක් කෙරෙනවා අපේ ඇඳ තිබුණත් නේ ඉඳා ගන්න හිතේ නේද ඒක නැති තැනකට ගිහිලා ඒ වගේ බලන්න පොඩ්ඩක් නේ ආයි කතා කරන්න ඕන මොකක්ද පෑන ඔයාගේද